Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
Hey, podcast listeners, it's Laura. I'm taking a short break to do a little bit of traveling, so I pulled this podcast from the archives for you. This is one that I recorded a couple of years ago, and it was super popular. It still is very popular. So even if you heard the show a while ago, it's packed with some great tips that are definitely worth revisiting and reminding yourself about. I hope you enjoy it, and I'll be back next week with a new show. Hey everyone, I'm Laura Adams. Welcome back to the Money Girl Podcast, where my mission is to help you master your money so you can live rich and love the journey. I've got a great show for you today. I'm going to be talking about micro habits. And we all struggle with trying to layer in new positive behavior into our lives and getting rid of any negative behavior. So I think the tips today will really help you lay the foundation for both short and long-term success with your health, wealth, and happiness. I try to be very critical about my own repetitive behaviors and thought patterns to make sure that they're really moving me closer to my goals and not farther away from them. And sometimes it's really small things that we do that end up having the biggest impact on our life. And I'll admit that breaking old habits and forming new beneficial ones isn't always easy. But I've found that one way to create more financial success is to simply begin layering simple micro habits into your routine. And they're called micro habits because they require very minimal effort and motivation and even time to complete them. And you're already doing many of these. You've got many tiny daily habits like brushing your teeth or taking vitamins. Any small step that allows you to stop a negative habit or to start a positive one is what I call a micro habit. They take up little time, but they can add up to huge, massive results when you make them part of your routine. So in this podcast, I'm going to recommend 7 micro habits that can create more professional and personal financial success in your life. This is episode number 538, called 7 Micro Habits That Create Financial Success. If you want to see the notes for this show that includes all the resources that I'm going to mention, plus the full archive of podcasts, they're always in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. Okay, the first micro habit that I want to cover is listening to 15 minutes of audio. And I realize I'm probably preaching to the choir here because you guys are listening to a podcast, so you obviously get the benefits of it. Everyone has 15 minutes of daily downtime, such as when you get dressed, shave, put on makeup, fold clothes, take a lunch break, or commute. That's the perfect opportunity to listen to a great podcast or an audiobook that improves your life. I squeeze audio into every nook and cranny of my life. I really use it to take advantage of every bit of downtime that I have. No matter if you're an employee or you've got a business or a side gig, you can find audio content about your industry so you can stay up to date. Or maybe you want to seek out topics like customer service, e-commerce, or marketing to find more customers and serve clients at a higher level. And of course, keep listening to the Money Girl podcast. You can choose anything that you want to start doing better and find expert content that moves you forward with information and motivation. And of course, the beauty of podcasts and audiobooks is that you can consume portions when you've got small windows of time, and then you just pick up where you left off. So start by listening to something new that interests you for just 15 minutes and see how you can incorporate it into your day on a regular basis. When you surround yourself with positive information, it's a whole lot easier to stay informed and inspired. You never know where the information may take you. Listening is a really fun way to make small, incremental life changes that make you a little bit better every day. So while you're listening to this podcast right now, maybe you didn't realize it, but perhaps you're building a micro habit into your routine that is going to drastically improve your life. I hope it will. Okay, micro habit number two, reading one page of a book. With so much digital and social media fighting for our attention, I think making time to read physical paper books can seem a little daunting. They seem really big and thick compared to the tiny little bite-sized portions of reading that we do online. But reading the old-fashioned way has so many benefits that you don't get from reading on a device. Research suggests that reading electronic text can slow you down by 20 to 30% compared to the speed that you read a real book. Feeling the paper and flipping pages creates a deeper sensory experience that really helps reading comprehension and remembering what you read. And I've done both paper reading and electronic reading, and I have to say I keep coming back to paper books. I just enjoy being able to take them wherever I want to go without having to have a device with me. So create a micro habit to read just one book page a day. While that might seem like a ridiculously tiny goal, that's the point. If you read one page, it's likely that you'll read several, but it's okay if you don't. Taking a long time to read a book is better than not reading one at all. So build this micro habit into your early morning or your nighttime routine. I love snuggling up with a good book to relax before going to sleep. Getting engrossed in a great book can help you learn, reduce stress, and also be a signal to your brain that it's time to wind down. That's why I make reading a paper book, even if it's just a few pages, part of my nighttime routine. It tells my mind and my body that it's time to sleep. You might consider alternating between fiction and nonfiction to round out your reading. To improve your personal finances, here are five book recommendations. I really love The Truth About Money by Rick Edelman, Pogue's Basics called Money, Essential Tips and Shortcuts That No One Bothers to Tell You About Beating the System by David Pogue is great, and I also had David Pogue on the podcast a while back. Multiple Streams of Income, How to Generate a Lifetime of Unlimited Wealth is a classic by Robert G. Allen. The Millionaire Next Door, The Surprising Secrets of America's Wealthy by Thomas J. Stanley and William D. Danko is great. And of course, I always want to recommend my book, Money Girl Smart Moves to Grow Rich. And along these same lines, my third micro habit is going to bed 30 minutes earlier. Your health lays the foundation for what you can achieve with your life and your money. If you're not taking care of your body, your mind will also suffer. So, in addition to maintaining a good diet and regular exercise, try going to bed 30 minutes earlier. That extra time might allow you to read a book before drifting off, or simply to get a better night's sleep. I love watching TV with my husband after dinner, but I try to set a limit of 1 hour or maybe two occasionally. As fun as it can be to stay up late watching your favorite TV shows, it's probably not helping you achieve your goals. Instead, begin your bedtime routine a little bit earlier so you can wake up feeling recharged, focused, and able to accomplish more. Studies have shown that sleep is way more important for our health than we think. You only have one life, so don't make a habit of wasting time. Try to get more sleep. Number four is buying quality instead of quantity. A micro habit to pare down your possessions and enjoy them more is to buy less stuff, but to choose higher quality items. It's really easy to get in the trap of buying lots of clothes, shoes, or home furnishings just because they're on sale or they seem like an irresistible bargain in the moment. I love a sale as much as the next person, but I find that when I buy higher quality items, I cherish them and I take better care of them than I do for stuff that's cheap. A few years ago, I started a one-in, one-out rule that forces me to sacrifice a similar item when I buy something new. For example, if I buy running shoes, I need to sacrifice an old pair. If I get a new top or pair of jeans, I've got to pick one that I haven't worn in the past year to donate to Goodwill. Sometimes I'll push myself to get rid of two items for every one that I add to my clothes closet, my kitchen, or my bookshelves to make sure that I'm slowly cutting down instead of accumulating. This is maybe more of a mindset shift than a daily habit per se, but it can really transform the way you spend money on material possessions. Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength, allergy medicine, and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Microhabit number 5, setting a waiting period for spending. In addition to buying less, creating a rule that you must wait a minimum of 24 hours before buying anything over a certain amount, such as $50 or $100, whatever you set for yourself, that is a key micro habit for financial success. By sleeping on a spending decision, you can decide with a clear mind if buying a discretionary item really is a need or if it's just a random impulse purchase. Often, you'll have a change of heart and realize that you didn't need or want that item anyway. At least that's what happens to me. If you're shopping in a brick and mortar store and you find something that you want that's over your price limit, take a picture of it and take a picture of the price. You can revisit the item at least 24 hours later, and that also gives you some time to do comparison shopping online. And then if you're still thinking about the item a day or two later, then maybe you know it really is something that you need. But if you forget about it, then good, you forget about it. I also recommend calculating what an item costs you in time. Here's a shortcut to convert your annual income into an hourly rate. Let's say you earn $50,000 a year. What you do is you just drop the three zeros on the end of that and you shorten it to $50. Then you divide that number in half, which equals $25 an hour. So if you earn about $50,000 a year, your hourly rate is $25. So if a new pair of boots that you want costs $250, Earning $25 an hour means that they would cost you 10 hours of work, and that's before taxes. So you've got to ask yourself, are those new boots worth the equivalent of working a long workday? Only you can decide. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. So doing that time value calculation and also waiting 24 hours are great micro habits that can instantly reframe how you think about making a purchase. Micro habit number 6, automating your savings. A micro habit that you can put on autopilot and really not have to think a whole lot about on a daily basis is automating both your savings and investments. The idea is that what you don't see in your bank account, you can't spend. This is why workplace retirement plans with automatic payroll deductions, such as a 401k or a 403b, work so well. So contribute as much as you can at work if you've got those plans as an option, or you can create a recurring transfer to move money from your checking over to an IRA or to a bank savings account as soon as you get paid. And remember that it's okay to start small. Don't think, well, I can't invest now because I'm not making much. Even investing $25 a month or $50 a month is better than nothing. If you invested $50 a month for 40 years and earned a conservative 6% return, you'd have about $100,000. So creating your accounts and setting the savings automation infrastructure in motion is what's most important to build wealth and move your finances in a positive direction. And our final micro habit, number 7, saying no more often. Saying no to negative people or invitations that don't align with your goals is a very wise micro habit to develop. It can be much harder to do the right things when you're around other people's drama and their conflicts. The people you surround yourself with have a major influence over who you become. So don't let negative influences penetrate your mind. Stay true to who you are and what you want to accomplish. Instead of acting unconsciously and being jerked around by unproductive impulses, use these micro habits to ease into a new world of positive behaviors and outcomes. So here's a quick review. Number 1, listening to 15 minutes of audio. Number 2, reading one page of a book. Number 3, going to bed 30 minutes earlier. Number 4, buying quality instead of quantity. Number 5, setting a spending waiting period. Number 6, automating your savings. And number 7, saying no more often. And before we go, I want to invite you to check out my new best-selling online class called Get Out of Debt Fast, a proven plan to stay debt-free forever. Hundreds of you have enrolled and given it very high ratings. I really want to thank you for that. The bottom line is that if you want different results with your money and your financial life, you've got to take some different actions. So I created this class to help you come away with a clear debt reduction plan to eliminate credit cards, student loans, medical bills, mortgages, or any debt that you owe, even if you don't have extra money to pay them off faster. To learn more, just text debt course, that's all one word, to the number 33444, and I'll send you an email with a special discount just for listeners. You can also learn more at lauradadams.com. Check it out, and I'll see you in class. Money Girl is produced by the audio wizard Steve Rickyberg with editorial support from Karen Hertzberg. If you've been enjoying the podcast, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. Everyone at QDT would really appreciate you taking a moment to do that. You might also like the backlist episodes and show notes available at quickanddirtytips.com. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics, because that's who we are.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.